In the first reading today, St. Paul talks about how the goodness and the mercy of God has appeared. And then he tells us it is not because of any good works of ours, simply because of the goodness and the mercy of God. And we need to understand that because a lot of people are under the impression that somehow they have to earn God's love. They have to somehow earn their salvation. You can't. Our Blessed Lady needed to be saved. She never sinned. She was perfect. Her love was perfect. And she needed to be saved. She could not save herself. She couldn't get to heaven by herself. She needed salvation in Christ. Now, if that's true of our Blessed Lady, obviously it is way more true for us. And it is the simple reality. But we have to then be careful of the other side of this, that we think that somehow we're so rotten and so worthless and so no good and so unlovable and all the lies that the devil keeps telling us that we can't get to heaven either. Now, obviously, we are sinners. And sometimes we commit the most heinous of sins. But God's mercy is infinitely greater than even the worst sin that we can commit. And it is by His mercy that our sins are forgiven. It is by His mercy that salvation is ours, not again by anything that we did. And so if we think for a minute that somehow that we're so rotten that God can't love us, all we have to do is go back to that point that St. Paul made. It wasn't by any good works of ours. In fact, elsewhere, St. Paul even says that while we were enemies with God, that's the word that he uses, while we were enemies with God, he sent his son to save us. Obviously, it wasn't God looking down and saying, finally, we've got enough really good people in the world that I can send my son. No, that's not what he was saying. But rather, he waited until humanity was at such a state that not only could we not say that it was because we were so good, but in fact, he would prove his love for us because things had gotten so bad. And that's the world that he came into, a world very similar to our own, quite honestly. Things had gotten really, really, really bad. And it was in that that God proves his love for us. Because after all, if we were all doing really well, we might be tempted to somehow think that we did this ourselves, or that we deserved God's love after all, or that of course he came because we were all living such good and holy lives. We cannot say that at the time of our Lord, and we sure can't say it about our time. So certainly there are individuals, just as there were back then, our Blessed Lady, St. Joseph, St. John the Baptist, St. Elizabeth, St. Zacharias, all these people that were good, holy people. There are saints in our world too. But the vast majority in our world has gone exactly the opposite direction. And it's in the midst of that that once again, God will show his love for us. So we cannot think that we need to earn it, because we can't. Remember, love is a gift. It is given not because we deserved it, not because we earned it, not because we were so good and so wonderful. It is a pure gift given by God simply because he loves us. That's what we have to be able to accept. That sounds like it should be pretty easy. But unfortunately, the devil's pretty clever, and he's made it very difficult for us to accept concepts that should be pretty simple. Not that we can't understand it in our heads. It's that it's hard for us to accept it in our hearts. And it's there that we have to be able to enter into and recognize there the mercy, the love, the goodness of God. That's why he came into the world, because the world was so bad, because people were so sinful, not the opposite. And so when we look at our own self, we have to remember the same thing. It's not because we were so glorious and great, but just the opposite. And it's because of that that he can prove his love even more than if we were so wonderful. So praise God, not because of our sins, but rather because he is so merciful to sinners, that it is because of our sins that he has come. So it's not that we want to go out and sin or that we want to rejoice in our sinfulness, but rather to rejoice in God's mercy, that he takes something as evil as our sins and brings about the greatest good, the incarnation of Jesus Christ.